It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning.
It is a Thursday, last day of January.
I can't believe that.
Right?
What?
Yes.
No, you lie.
It's coming closer to the book launch.
I know.
Which
is happening already.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Did you guys shop for it now?
Shop? Oh no, not yet.
But don't you have an outfit already?
Not for the launch.
No.
There was one outfit, but I don't think it's for the launch. It's one for the one of the signings.
Look at how kikai
we
are.
So the launch has to be, you know, spectacular.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It has to be like apart from everything else.
Or we could purposely make it parang ano.
Dress down.
Yeah.
No. It has to be like jabonga.
No, but less is more now. Eh. Look at what the porma is now. Boater shoes, pencil shorts, and then collared shirt. That's usually the porma now.
Paano yung nabili kong miniskirt?
Pwede din yun. Pero mas maganda kung nano para less is more.
Nano.
Wow,
nano skirt. Nano skirt.
Or shorts.
But they actually have that.
Yeah.
Like a nano skirt. It's crazy.
Not for guys.
Not for guys.
Duh.
Yeah.
Bakit may mini skirt ba na pang guys?
Meron.
Yung susuotin ni Chico sa Sunday.
Exactly.
Meron. Bakit ba? Meron.
And, okay. We've got a top 10 for today. Let's see here. It was sent in by Master Jake 16. So today we are looking for the funny fan club names. So he sent in some entries.
Okay.
For FPJ, yung fan club niya, the Posers. That was for fans of Avatar, not the blue Avatar, but the Last Airbender Avatar.
Okay.
Okay.
Team Aang.
Team Aang.
Team Aang.
Team Aang.
Team Aang. And then I added my own, remember, for Richard Poon, mga kampoon. So it can be for anything. It doesn't have to be just celebrities.
It
like
can
fans
be
of a certain car.
Food.
Fans of a certain restaurant.
Restaurant.
Fans of a
resort.
Of a resort.
Hotel.
Anything at all.
A love team.
A love team,
yeah.
Any kind of fan club.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
Like, you know how people are getting very, very creative nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the usual name of the celebrity plus natics. Now they're getting more creative.
I know before they would just put forever.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't know.
Like, Gina Davis and Colin Farrell.
I know.
Davis Farrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Gina Farrell.
Gina Farrell.
Ginaf. Gina Fatics.
Exactly.
So, Gina Davis and Colin Farrell.
We're talking about a strange
combination.
Hey, but it could happen.
Okay, so you know what we're looking for. And as long as it's a funny fan club name. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello there, good morning. It's time for the news here on The Morning Rush, just keeping you updated as you get through your morning routine. All right, what's happening? Justin Bieber's ballad about breaking up with Selena Gomez is out. On Monday, Bieber premiered the song Nothing Like Us on Billboard.com. The piano-driven love song is part of his latest album, Believe Acoustic. Lately, I've been thinking about what we had, Bieber sings. I know it was hard. It was all we knew. Have you been drinking to take all the pain away? I wish I could give you what you deserve, because nothing can ever, ever replace you. Nothing can make me feel like you do. And then the song goes on to say, there's no one that I can relate to, and no, we won't find a love that's so true. There's nothing like us, there's nothing like you and me together through this storm. Bieber and Gomez split in November. After more than a year together, Bieber also spoke about his Grammy ambitions and his disappointment at not getting the music industry honor last year for Believe. Bieber isn't attending the Grammys this year. He's hosting Saturday Night Live on February 9, the night before the awards, but he said he's rooting for Chris Brown because he's a fan of his music.
Well, you got one supporter there. It's not a very popular thing to support Chris Brown at this point.
Yeah, not right.
So that's nice of him.
But then again, Justin Bieber's always been openly like
big Chris Brown fan.
Yeah.
But at least that's good because, you know, you see, when you're in that position, because usually some people will just stay safe. So it's nice of him to stand up for,
well, I mean,
for his idol.
He stands up for Floyd Mayweather too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I also think that it's a calculated thing to say it out loud.
Oh, really?
Because I think he wants to be considered like a badass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Parang he's a bad boy. He's like, angas na.
Sa bagay, lahat ng friends niya, puro yung mga bad boys.
Exactly.
Because that's what his brand needs.
Yeah.
As he gets older, he's going to have to do away with a tween.
He needs a street cred.
Yeah, the street cred.
He has to stay away from the lesbian thing.
It's just, I think what he doesn't realize is it's the wrong kind of street cred.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, look at Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He has a street cred, but he never
has a bad reputation.
He never had a bad reputation.
Right.
You know what I mean? And nobody really, like, he didn't polarize anyone.
Yeah.
Whereas what Bieber is doing now,
it really is.
It
like
really
that.
Does. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So I don't know what Selena will have to say or react to the lyrics of the song. How she'll react.
To meet Taylor Swift, see Justin Bieber.
I know. And
point.
So publicly. Mm.
So publicly.
Right.
But it's nice. I mean, like, because usually,
Taylor Swift.
Spiteful.
It's like, spiteful.
Yeah, and you're like the bad guy.
Except for like Back to December.
Yeah.
Because she was actually like, parang guilty there. Diba?
Yeah. But at least ito, diba? Parang, there's nothing like you and me. So it's actually good. It's
right.
A good kind of, your ex writing about you kind of thing.
But you know what? The line that I think maybe the hit where the breakup hinges is when he sings, I wish I could give you what you deserve. That says a lot.
Oh.
I think that, like, in time, when it comes to time, when it comes to attention.
Yeah.
Because I bet so many other girls are around Justin.
Oh, that's true.
And if rumors are to be believed, that's the reason why they broke up, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
With all the Victoria's Secret
models. Victoria's
Secret. I mean, how does a girlfriend compete with Victoria's Secret models?
It's okay, Selena. I'll comfort you.
Somebody's waiting.
Yeah.
Anyways,
come on over to the Philippines.
Don't worry. We got more news for you all throughout this Thursday as we do the show. We'll have three more in store for you. For now, we're starting the show. CD&G checking in for the Morning Rush today on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
All right, let's just say hello to, let's see, Avria Chocolat, who says, good morning, it's almost a love month for everybody.
Yeah.
Also, Angie Pansy 1999, just saying hello to Pao Ang Pao, and to the dad, Ricky, tuning in from Wellington, New Zealand. And quick hello as well to Mark Tubiera, who says hello to the son, Caden Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Master Jake 16 for suggesting this. The funny fan club names. Okay. Let's start off with, let's see here. You have some quick reads, maybe two.
Yeah, sure.
Just to get me to the start of this.
Let's say hello to Cara for Jay Sanchez, who says, just a quick greeting to her. Hopefully you're having a great day so far. Good morning. Also, Dan Tuishi to see is just saying hello to Yasmin Mini Uge, Mal Youth, Madison Camille, Mash Plutonium, Jagger G, Mary Marge Ao, Tonya Marcopio, Chen Yang, and Midnight Kreese. And also, let's just say a quick hello to Talking About Kim, who says good morning to the beautiful April and her Manulife Rusher friends. So, good morning.
Good morning. All right. I got it. Let's start off with, we're doing the top 10 funny fan club names. Let's start off with Adonis Mabangis. Mga fans ng basketball and volleyball. Kailangan both. Kasi usually basketball fans lang or volleyball fans lang. Two, ball. Kasi dalawang klaseng ball games, diba? So two,
dapat balls.
The two ball. The two balls. Yeah. Pwede rin. Pwede rin. Mm-hmm. Actually, Kiko Monster says...
Or pwede rin ano? The ball volleyers.
Pwede rin.
Kasi it's like, it's a combination of basketball and volleyball.
And volleyball. Kiko Monster says, fans of Delamar. The United Americans of Delamar.
The UADs.
And also coming from let's see here. Hey Jubes, fans of Kim Chu. The Kim Chu pals. The pals. The pals of Kim. Ganda yan eh.
I'm putting the Kim Chu fans club.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Because it means that's the simpler the fan club right? name, the more it makes sense.
The Chu
fans.
Yeah,
totoo yun, ha? Pwede yun, pwede. And,
Or pwede rin ano pala? Fan Chu.
Pwede rin. Camilo says, fans of Adele. The Adelantados. Adelantado is like what? Parang naughty or bastos?
I think parang epal.
Parang epal?
Uh-huh.
Adelantado.
Adelantado.
Parang taran... Ay, we can't say that word right.
Tarantula? Of course we can.
Tarantula, yeah.
Tarantula.
And alam ko parang yung parang adelantadong bata to. Parang bastos. Parang rude.
Parang lapastangan.
Parang ganun eh. Uh-huh. Ay, anyway. Let's see here. Camilo says, fan club ni Nicki Minaj na pero tatlo lang ang pwedeng members.
Okay.
Minaj a toi.
It's an elite group of
it's
Nicki
very,
Minaj
very
fans.
Elite.
And only three at a time can be a member.
Yeah. Only the top three fans can join.
The Minaj a toi.
The Minaj a toi.
She has a crazy body, right? It's insane.
The butt? Did you see the butt?
Yeah, oh my gosh. The butt.
Akala ko dati talaga fake. As in, seriously. I didn't think it was real.
You have to.
Okay.
Checking it out now.
Yung starships. If you see it, then
kahit ano yung vavavoom.
I haven't seen it.
It's crazy.
Nicki Minaj butt. Whoa!
Yeah, like, is
it's crazy.
Real?
Whoa. It's crazy.
Yep.
Is that for real?
Parang ano na eh, parang she put like a like foam to make it look
bubble butt.
OA.
Yeah.
Kasi it doesn't look real. Like it's flesh.
You think it's actually...
Kasi posibleng hindi. It's too...
It's too...
Parang big and tight. But it's not saggy. It's sort of like buong buo.
Well, she is still very young. That's why.
Oh, well, sabagay.
She's what, 20-something?
Yeah.
Actually not
Doesn't look
sure.
it, no? She looks older.
She looks older.
Adonis Mabangi says, for Sharon fans, the Megatrons.
The Megastar.
The Megatrons. And also, Chick Cheria says, for fans of Chris Chu and Kim Chu, the Choo Choo Club. Or Fans Club. Pwede rin naman yun.
Or parang ano, the Choo Choo Train. Get aboard this train because we are a fans club.
Avria Chocolat says, fans of Cyndi Lauper na puro sila mga professional drivers.
Okay.
What?
Oh, puro sila mga professional drivers.
Okay.
Mga jeepney drivers, bus drivers, taxi drivers, ganyan. Cyndi chauffeurs. Nakakasa. Nabuhay na naman si Cyndi Lauper.
Si Cyndi Lauper.
Because of that Guadalupe thing. And then also, let's see here. Coming from... wait there. Neil Yamato. Mga fans ni Keanu Reeves, na feeling nila, hindi sila masyadong pinaprioritize ni Keanu. Masama ang loob nila eh.
No.
So, The spare ribs.
Kasi parang hindi
siya not really the first
spare
choice.
Lang sila eh. Parang,
spare okay. Tire.
Kung nawalan ng fan si Keanu, sila yung ano.
Meron kasing main fan club. Yan talaga yung favorite.
Sila yung spare.
Ito yung parang spare fan club. So the spare
pag hindi makakarating yung main fan club, sila yung tinatawa.
Sila yung tinatawa. Okay. Pag hindi available. For Meryl Streep, yung ano niya, fan club, ang pangalan, The Streep Club.
The Streep Club.
The Streep Joint.
The Streepers.
The Streepers.
The Streepers.
The James Harold says, fans ni Sharon Cuneta na nagbebenta ng certain snack, the Chicharonians.
Mga fans niya na...
Sumasideline.
Ito, this is actually cute. From Avria Chocolat. Fans of Pauline Luna can be called the Lunatics.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, pwede yan. And also, Sinko Wang Tor says, fans ni Derek Ramsey at ni Shamsi Supsup.
Okay.
Pinapag-team up nila. Si Ramsey Supsup. pwede siya. Also, let's see here. Jedi Master says, fans ni Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
Super Vase.
Super Vase.
Super Vase.
Ang pwede rin Jervs Club.
The Jervs.
The Jervs. The Jervers.
The Jervs. And also, let's see here. The Pabili Guy. Fans ni Bembel Rocco. The Bembel Rockers.
The Bembel Rockers. Oh, pwede rin kay...
What?
Pwede rin kay Rocco yan. The Rockers.
The Rockers. The Rockers.
Rockers.
And also, let's see here. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny fan club names comes from... Camilo.
Camilo says,
it's a gay fan club for Alicia Keys.
Oh no.
The Beckys.
The Beckys.
The Beckys.
Pwede yun
ah. Pwede siya. The Beckys.
That actually works.
It actually works.
Yeah.
So it can be fan clubs.
Could be a love
for
team.
Anyone. Yeah. Or right. Anything.
Anything.
It can even be like we said, it can be a product. Let's say a certain, if you're a fan of a certain shoe
or
a
ice
bag
cream.
Or an ice cream or a restaurant, pwede rin. Mm. It's all up to you guys. You can actually include any of that as long as it's a funny fan club name. So if you want to join us for today, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
This is RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
It's the Morning Rush.
Alright, the fourth request going on the air for Neil Yamata this time. And I am Kiddo 08. Yeah, Bruno Mars for you when I was your man. Right here on The Morning Rush, you're tuned in to Monster Radio RX 93.1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Fifth request going on the air. This one for Leafy. All right, let's check out Twitter. I still have loads of requests to get to. Let's see. All right, Joanne Charmed, yours is up next.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank
right.
you to yeah.
Sorry, go.
Thank you to Master Jake 16 for suggesting this. The funny fan club names. Okay, you wanted to greet someone.
Yeah, I think some school is listening to us and they're having. Okay, Dorabel says I would like to greet my fellow Paulinians from St. Paul QC in Manila.
Nice. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning, ladies. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's start off with... Okay, we're doing the funny fan club names. Let's start off with... I'm Alex E. fans of Cherie Hill.
she's gaining ground on the morning.
No, kahapon pa, because of yesterday. I think I saw it yesterday, no?
New Silent Hill.
Meron pa eh, oy. Parang ano, after Mahal, Jenny Gale, Manupili, Anita Linda. Linda. Uh-huh. Cherie Hill. So, mga fans of Cherie Hill. Cherie first.
Sila yung priority.
Na. Priority namin si Cherie. First. So, Cherie first. Kiko Monster says, for City.
Okay.
The Mambo Bossas. Mambo Bossas.
Bossa Nova.
And Cristiano Reynaldo says, for Novak Djokovic.
Mm-hmm.
The Djoko. Leros. Parang the bamboleros. Yeah, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And Butter Baby says...
How does he spell his Joko?
Pwede rin yung kay Joko Diaz.
Yes.
DJ. My neighbor.
What?
Yeah, he used to be my neighbor.
DJ OKO.
There you go. DJ. Parang Joko. Django.
Yes, exactly.
Parang Joko nga.
Butter Baby says, mga fans ng anak ni Fontaine. The Closet Queens.
The Closet Queens.
The Closet Queens. And Cherry D. Biker says, fan club nung trio na ano, sikat. Si Susan Roses, si Mar Rojas, at si Joseph Estrada. Ang tawag sa fan club nila, the Susmar Josephs.
Pwede.
Pwede yun.
Susmar Josephs.
Susmar Josephs.
Blue but Gray, you have to be a fan of all of them. All three of them.
All three. Blue Gray says, mga fans ni Dagul. Dagulayats. And it's so cute because Goliath means big.
Big.
And Dagul is so small. Big.
Yeah.
Ah, really?
He's really small.
He's but the word Dagul is like, di ba?
Yeah, pero that's a play on the thing. Kasi he's
small.
He's very small.
Yeah.
So, tas pangalan niya Dagul.
Right, right.
Shivana says, mga fans ni Kula Desma. Koo, or maybe Koo's pals. Diba? Mga pals ni Koo. Pals of Koo. Pals of Koo.
May mga ganun eh.
Pwede yun. Pals of Koo.
Pwede ba? Pwede yun.
Parang ano, Gino's pals.
Yes.
Gino pals.
Or pals of Koo. Pwede rin naman. Balik-balik na rin yun na lang.
Pals of Koo or Koo.
Koo's
pals.
Friends. Cristiano Reynaldo says, mga fans, kailangan girls ha. Girl fans ng Calla Lily.
Mm. Okay.
The Calla Mares.
Mares.
Tapos tawagan nila, uy, Mare.
Mga calamares.
Calamars.
Nakagutom naman.
Diba? Tapos, mga ito naman, kung merong mga girl fans ng Calla Lily, meron naman mga boy fans ni Leo Martinez.
Mm.
The Leopards.
Leopards.
Tapos tawagan naman nila Pards.
What's up, Pards?
Leo Martinez is...
Si Manik Manaog sa abangan ang susunod na kabanata.
Yeah. The comedian. Diba?
Oh, no. What was he like? He had like
si Mr. Shu?
Congressman.
Ay, tama ba?
No, that's different pa.
Noel, different, diba?
Iba si Mr. Shuli.
Noel Trinidad pala yung...
Hindi, tama.
Tama ba? Si Manik Manaog.
Tama.
Congressman.
Congressman. Yeah,
right. Okay, there. That's
Congressman
Mahi.
The one, yung wife niya ayaw tanggalin yung plastic from the
seats.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Lady Charm says, mga fans ni Mariah Carey.
Okay.
The Carey Bells. Pero kailangan girls din. Kailangan all girls. The Carey Bells. Tonya Marcopio says, fans ni Adele. The Las Lasalistas.
Suicidal.
Mga
kanta ni Adele.
Neil Yamato says, mga fans ni James Yap.
Mm-hmm.
The Team Yap.
Kasi team sila eh.
Diba? Plus parang basketball team, diba?
Mm.
Ako si Poklong says, fans of Dia Frampton. The Frampuccinos.
Pero the Chinese.
The what?
The Chinese fans.
Oh, pwede. Or Italian.
Italian.
The Frampuccinos. Mash Plutonium says, mga fans ni Nora Honor and her movies.
The Honorables.
No.
Ano?
The Himalayas. Are you calling...
Himalayas?
So you're saying Himalayas?
Himalayas?
Hey, didn't she do something with Mikey Bustos?
Yes.
The I'm a Liar girl.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she
Gian Tumala does say, Noel Trinidad was the congressman.
Ah,
not Leo Martinez.
No,
Leo Martinez,
pero Leo Martinez also did the congressman in, if I'm not mistaken, the one with Mr. Shuli. I think, huh? That's okay. Why you sort of remembered Mr.
Leo Martinez has the bigote, diba?
Yeah. Kasi remember...
He's parang short.
I know him. Yeah, yeah. He's short.
He's short.
Ay, hindi ba? Basta alam ko, Leo Martinez also portrayed a congressman. Meron siyang character na congressman.
At tama nga, congressman yeah. Manhik Manao.
Yeah,
but
him.
Not in Abangan.
Not, yeah.
In
kasi I think Noel Trinidad...
6 o'clock news?
Yes,
yeah,
Sick O'Clock News.
Yun, he's there.
Right. Kasi si Noel Trinidad was...
For Abangan ang susunod na kabanata.
With Tessie Tomas.
Tessie Tomas, Tessie Tomas. Yes. There you go. We just... Combined both. Right. That's what I'm...
Dumby Dom says, this is like a fan club for Becky's.
Mm.
Baclan.
Baclan.
They're a clan, man.
Baclan.
Baclan.
Baclan. Isang clan ng puro Becky.
Diba? Baclan. Pero pwede yun, eh. Rusher Jace, mga fans ni Usher.
Okay.
Usher. The Usherettes.
I know.
Again, dapat girls.
Dapat girls.
Targrod says, mga swimmer fans ni Manolin Reyes.
Why?
Mga basang fans ni Manolin Reyes.
Ay, nako. Oh my gosh.
Or Mane, maybe. Or pwede rin, diba?
Diba, that's her nickname.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's really her
right?
nickname, ha?
Really? We're doing this now?
Sauce, kanina ka pa eh.
What do you mean, kanina pa ako? I haven't even done anything. I just bought coffee.
May nagmamalinis. Oh, ito. Ano, Fortunato says, mga fans ni Ricky Lo.
Mm. Okay.
The all-time low.
How did you know?
Pero pa isang maganda na isip ko.
All-time low.
Idudugtong ko. Mga fans ni Ricky Lo, pero from LA.
LA
Lo!
LA Lo.
LA Lo. Pero kailangan mga LA residents lang. Mga Pinoys in LA. LA Lo. And, the entry and the top funny fan club names comes from nakakainis kasi sila so they win Hamilcar and Mr. Simple.
Mm-hmm, they both say
mga fans ng Never Never Land.
Mm-hmm.
The Peter fans.
Peter fans.
The Peter fans. Wow. The Peter fans.
Hey, over the bakod daw. Is
yeah,
Leo
that's
Martinez
the...
there.
Alae?
Yeah. One more from Hamilcar. Nakakainis din to, ha? I'm warning you.
Okay.
Mga fans of anything Japanese.
Sorry, Mongolian barbecue. Ay, Mongolian...
Barbecue.
That's
Mr.
Shuli.
That's Mr.
Shuli. Mongolian barbecue is Mr. Shuli.
Okay, I confused the both of them.
Mr. Shuli is not the title of the show.
Yeah.
It's the title of the character in Mongolian barbecue.
Okay, okay.
But that's not Leo
Martinez. No. But I confused them both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hamilcar says, ano tawag niyo sa fans ng anything Japanese?
Japanatics.
No. Edicho fans.
Ay, naku, sabi na nga ba eh.
Ay!
Japans.
Pwede yun. Anything Nippon. The fans.
Japans.
Nakaka-asar pero... Okay, the top 10 funny fan club names. If you want to join us for today, all you have to do is key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag funny fan club names. And because some people were... I clicked on the hashtag and apparently there's another hashtag yung mga nagkamali na naging funny fun club name.
No,
it's
fan.
Funny fan. Pero ang dami ha. Ang dami nagkamali. Kasi when I clicked on it, sabi ko, ba't ang konti? And
right.
Then when I saw it, it was funny fun club.
Fan.
It's so fan. It's fan club. Club. Yeah.
Alright, we've been playing requests back to back to back to back to back.
Yes.
It's gonna continue in this hour, so we have an Adele song requested by 3 people.
Wow.
And then one more by Mr. Perk. Hang in there.
You're listening to Manila's hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1.
To JB.
Hey.
Hello there. Good morning.
The biker, along with his dad, I think.
Nice.
Hey.
Stereophonics.
Stereophonics.
It means nothing.
Also, let's say hello to Mr. Perk, who requested for the song.
Hello. And here we go. Let's do this.
Good morning, guys. Wow, this is one for the books. I don't know that she's addressed it.
Yeah.
I've never heard an interview that addressed it. Okay, the news is Rihanna can't get through an interview without talking about Chris Brown nowadays. And that was exactly the case when she sat down with Rolling Stone a week before her Grammy performance and the four-year anniversary of his attack. Rihanna is adamant that she wasn't going to let outside sources change her thoughts on reconciliation with Brown, saying, and I quote, "I wasn't going to let anybody's opinion get in the way of that. Even if it's a mistake, it's my mistake. After being tormented for many years, being dark, angry, I'd rather just live my truth and take the backlash. I can handle it." That said, she claims that she won't put up with another physical altercation, saying again, quote, "He doesn't have the luxury of effing up again. That's just not an option. I can't say that nothing else will ever go wrong, but I'm pretty solid in the knowing that he's disgusted by that. And I wouldn't have gone this far if I ever thought that was a possibility," unquote. Rihanna's full interview will be in this month's Rolling Stone on newsstands this Friday.
Wow.
Well, you gotta give it to her. At least she's owning up to it and she's like taking responsibility for it. I just hope that nothing bad happens and she doesn't cry wolf. Like, you know what I mean?
Because that's the important part of her message, saying if it's a mistake,
it's mine.
It's not. Yeah. She's not saying that it isn't, but if it is a mistake,
it's mine. Mistake.
It's mine to make.
It's just hard because it's there in the world platform.
Yeah.
Everybody can see it. And you know, heaven forbid that another attack, and more serious at that, ever happens. Because what we've seen and what we know through the facts are, it just escalates.
Yeah.
Just gets worse. Hopefully it doesn't in her case.
And the empathy will not be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood that it happens again, everyone will be like,
"I told you so.
Everyone has warned you, but you wanted this."
So. I really agree, though, with that kind of thinking. Not. I mean, the thing that makes it scary is that it's, you know, girlfriend abuse that's being talked about. That's at the center of the attention, center of the issue. But I think you have to make decisions that you are convinced of.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
And
no matter what anyone says.
And I like the way that she's saying, "I'm not saying I'm right.
Right.
I'm saying if it's a mistake, it's my mistake."
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and I love the way she goes, and she says, calls it as it is. Mm-hmm. She says, "If there's a backlash, I can handle it."
And I like that, you know, we talk about the backlash, right? And what happens if the attack happens
again?
And
we're not talking about the Becky community.
The backlash.
The backlash.
The backlash. Oh.
No, I mean, heaven forbid that it happens again. I don't think Rihanna would need empathy or sympathy from people.
That's what she's saying.
I think she's tough enough to say, "Well, I did this.
Yeah.
It happened. My mistake. Let's
I bit
move
off
on.
More than I can chew.
And maybe write a song about it."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she's strong enough. It's just scary for
anybody
who's watching her, you know, hopefully. That is the news. The second one today here on the show. We got more for you. Just stay tuned every hour to catch it right here on The Morning Rush. CDNG live and airborne now on Monster Radio RX 93.1. RX931.com.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Hey, can we say hello to Jude?
Hey, good morning,
hey, Jude.
Judy bud.
Hey,
Nippy Jude.
Good morning.
Only to you.
Hello to your nips. Gina Boy misses your nips.
No, but I've seen his Instagram. He's been biking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanna find out where he goes biking.
And then you will be there lying in wait.
Yes.
And then
I'll ambush him. Like from the bushes. I'll just jump out of nowhere and then attack his nips.
Tapos makita mo si Jude, meron na siyang helmet na may horns.
Bakit?
He's a Viking.
Hey, can I just say hello to my niece and to my nephew? They're also tuned in. And to my brother, of course, Mark, and to the wife, Joan. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my goodness.
What?
Say hello to Casey Concepcion.
Hey,
hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, she just tweeted us. Good morning. She's
good morning.
On the road.
Oh, cool.
And she's saying happy last day of January. Same to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right.
She posted a picture on Instagram. I think it's for a new campaign. Oh my gosh.
She
didn't say what it was.
What it was
just a picture palang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a pictorial palang.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. She was just so pretty. It was like unreal.
She's really your girl crush.
Yes. Are
you? Hello. You. She was the inspiration for Chico's red hair.
Until now it's red.
I was having my hair cut yesterday, and the people at Hair Chef were just like, hey, you know what? Si Chico talaga, right after the KC guesting, he had his hair colored red.
All right, here we go. We got a request, a hot, hot request. I'm sure I'm going to make a lot of people happy with this one.
Yahoo OMG Awards.
Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
The latest from Justin Timberlake, ending his, what, 5-year hiatus in music?
I think so. Well, basically in 10 years, he came up with 2 albums. So that's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in. Avria Chocolat is saying, why do I think of Christian Grey whenever this JT track plays? Suit and tie. Let's also say hello to Go Web Fly, who says, I've been a silent rusher since high school. Now I'm... let's not mention the age na lang.
Yes, please.
Yes. But he just goes, I love you guys. And hey, thank you for tuning in. LS Dominique just saying congratulations to all of the new RNs. I'm guessing that's...
Registered nurses.
Yeah. And what's up to Jarek? He's tuned in. What's up, Mr. Pocho?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jarek.
I think he's got like a bunch of meetings all lined up today. So
hope you enjoy your day.
What's up, buddy boy?
can I read Casey's follow-up tweet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So cute. It's fun to be greeted on the radio. Woohoo! Thanks, guys. You made my day.
Aww.
Rock the crimson.
Nox. I like that. Rock the crimson. Okay,
I think you like everything she said.
No.
Anything naman she says, you like it.
Grabe to.
What? Okay, so, all right.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Master Jake16, the funny fan club names.
It's not fun club.
That's funny fun.
I mean,
club.
Albeit it is a fun club, yeah. I'm sure. But it's the fan club.
The fan club. So let's start off with Chenong. This is a bad fan club name.
Mm.
Mga fans ni Celine Dion.
Mm.
Pero ang fan club name niya, Dion fans.
Dion fans? Mm. You're so confused. Ano ba talaga? Do you support me or what?
Ako si Poklong says, fans of Madam Auring. The Auring Bearers. Di ba? Parang they're bearing her image. Her. Doc Carlo says, mga fans ni Chris Chu na mga members din ng choir. Na mga choir.
Uh-oh.
The Chu-wari-wari-wap.
The Chu-wari-wari-wap.
Sobra kayo!
Kasi whenever there's a long preamble, diba, it's usually parang...
Palagi kang nag-ano eh.
Whenever you say a lot about an
ang
entry...
Ang judgmental nyo, feeling nyo lagi merong...
You know why?
Kasi usually naman because, talaga meron eh.
Yeah, the preambling is the giveaway that you're about to drop, you know.
Sobra kayong judgmental. Oh, let's
judgmental.
Let's just move on to the next one then. From Inan Perilio. A group of witty language enthusiasts.
Mm.
Cunning.
Ay, nako.
Cunning wordsmiths.
Ay, nako.
Wordsmiths and linguists.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Bakit?
See what we mean?
Cunning wordsmiths and linguists.
I'm sure that's not what you wanted to say.
What did I wanted to say?
What do you call people who love languages and know
wordsmiths and linguists?
Linguists.
And wordsmiths then.
Linguists.
The same.
Like one term. One word term for them.
Yeah, both
so cunning.
Of them. Yeah, they're very cunning talaga.
Cunning masters of speech.
Yeah.
O inakay ka, patawid.
Cunning lovers of words.
Of language.
Mm-hmm. Diba? So, grabe kayo. Kelly Byrne says, yung mga fan club na, yung mga tubero na fan ng YouTube.
YouTubero.
YouTuberos. And when you think about it, when you YouTube, kahit hindi ka tubero, you can be called YouTubero.
Yeah,
or
right.
You could be a tubero because it's, well, if you watch TV a lot, because it's a boob tube, right?
A boob tube.
Why?
It's called weird saying it.
The boob tube.
Jedi Master says, yung parang nagsanib yung fan clubs nila John Mayer, ni Val Soto, at ni John Cena.
Okay.
John Val
John.
The John Val Johns.
Fans Club. Ito fans naman yung club. Mga trio fans club.
Pero ang pangit, diba? Parang there's something wrong. John Val John.
Diba? Kaya ngayon,
it's not Jean.
Diba nga may nagsabi si Jean-Claude Valjean.
Jean-Claude Valjean.
Sino nagsabi na?
Ewan ko, hindi ko na maalala.
Sino ba?
Ewan ko, let's move on na.
Kaibigan ba natin ito?
Mr. Gomez B says, fans of, you know the bar, Ratsky?
Yeah,
Ratsky's.
Yeah,
right. Ratsky's it's supposed to be a play on Kirat. Right?
Yeah, because it's
Randy Santiago.
Jackson na naman na sa
Randy Jackson. What is your obsession with Randy Jackson actually, and the lightning thief?
No, actually, he hates Randy Jackson. He's the least. He likes
no,
him
I don't
the
hate
least.
Him
the
man.
But you
I,
just yeah, don't like him.
That's
yeah.
more accurate. I yeah, like him the least. But I don't
of
hate
all the
him
judges.
Okay, so fans of Ratsky's the bar. Pero yung mga taga Cebu.
Ay, nako.
Ha? Ratsky's? Huh?
I love how he faints, you know?
I
know,
right? Ratsy,
I don't know. Teka,
he's
alam,
such a fake.
Alam nyo ba yung entry?
Yes.
The Ratsky's Fans Club, Cebu Chapter. Oh, grabe kayo.
Mm-hmm. I'm diba? Sure that's what you had in mind.
You are so judgmental.
Judgmental.
Spell judgmental.
C-H-U-C-H. Judgmental.
Pwede rin yung mga taga, ano, paano yung Buswanga Chapter?
Oh, di Buswanga Chapter.
Buswanga Ratsky's fans.
Oh, di ba? Mr. Gomez B. also says, ano rin to joint fan club ni Long Mejia at ni Roderick Paulate.
What a combo.
Ay, nako, Long. Roderick.
Si Kuya
and
Dick.
That is his, yeah.
Si Kuya Dick.
Oh, so
he's
Long.
Known as,
huh? Sino yung sa kanila?
Kuya Dick.
Si Kuya Dick, tsaka si Long.
Oh. Huh? So, ano yung pangalan ng fans club?
Fan club nila. That's the name of the fan club. Fan club nila.
Nako.
I talked to him on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. Kuya Dick.
Oh. So, how was it like?
Ako si Mane. No, they're good friends.
Si Mane Linares.
No, for real,
yeah,
dude.
Kaya nga. Yeah, okay. And Dren Fran says, man, I am Kiddo 08. Fans ni Sherry Hill at ni Kuya Germs, nagsanib.
Mm.
The Hill Puyats. Ang cute!
The Hill Puyats.
John D says, fans of DLSU.
Mm.
Gang Green.
Alright,
gang
green.
It's actually cute.
Diba,
they're a gang and they're green.
Gang green is what you get when what do you call this? Like
diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or any infection that won't heal. No, but also in the Powerpuff Girls, there's a gang green club.
A gang
really?
Mm-hmm. The gang green club.
Oh, ito sabi ni OMG yan. Mga fans ng Meralco.
Okay.
Electric fans.
Pwede.
Mabaw. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny fan club names comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
mga fans ni Edward Cullen.
Mm.
Parokya ni Edward.
Ang galing!
Ang galing, no? Parokya
ni Edward. Parokya ni Edward. Mga fans ni Edward Cullen.
Kasi diba may mga, they really do it by places.
Yeah.
Like Cebu Chapter.
Exactly.
What is a parokya?
It's a
parok.
No, diba like the parochial school of blah blah blah.
Yeah, but what is a parokya?
It's a zone.
Yeah,
parang
barangay. You know, I can search.
What's the English translation of parokya?
Let me check.
I'm sure it's something about that parochial thing.
Yeah, parochial.
So is it parok?
Kasi alam ko diba in churches, in Catholic churches. That's what you call like a
parokya. Alam ko lang wrestler siya dati, si Paruk.
I don't know.
But you didn't watch wrestling, so I'm sure you wouldn't get that.
I did.
You know who Faruk is?
No.
Okay, well, see what I mean?
No, kasi ibang batch ng wrestling yung pinanood ko eh.
parish.
A parish.
Is apparently the direct translation of parochia.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Is parish.
Nakala ko it was more of a placing. When you say parish, it means...
So, parish, parish of Izzard?
Ay, wala ka talagang ka-parish.
Why was that funny?
Pagdating sa joke.
Ganun naman eh, wala always.
Wala kang
ka-parish.
Okay.
The
ecla...
Eklavu? No.
What?
Ecclesiastical unit area committed to one pastor.
Oh,
in the residence of such an area.
Let's just stick with parish. It's easier.
But it's also not, doesn't have to be religious. A subdivision of a county often coinciding with an original ecclesiastical parish.
So no matter what you do, it's really a religious thing.
There you go.
Okay, right. So thank you very much for your entries. We need more, so if you want to join us for the top 10 funny fan club names, not fun club, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
Chico Delamar.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Courtesy of Master Jake 16, the funny fan club names.
Hey, can I also just say hello to Adrian? I hope he's still tuned in. Good morning to you. And just a quick greeting to, let's see, where was that? Hopefully he's already tuned in. Dr. William Chuaswan, an ortho surgeon from St. Luke's Global. So hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for always tuning in.
All right, and here we go. Let's do the funny fan club names. Let's start off with, let's see. Okay. Starting off with, I am Alex E., fans of Katy Perry.
Okay.
Hello, Katy. That's actually
cool. Hello, Katy.
Hello, Katy. Chip Bench says, mga kampon ni Herman Moreno. Germination. Which is actually a word.
Yeah, germination.
Diba? Pero it's nice. Parang
Germination. Parang ganun, yeah.
Diba?
Hey, do you know that Miley Cyrus had tweeted something about Katy Perry?
Good or bad?
No, like she finds her very sexy.
Ooh.
Oh!
Like hinting at, you know what? Like
Miley Cyrus?
Miley.
Nice.
I mean,
Miley on Katie.
Nice. I hope something happens.
Like what?
Like ano? They sing a collaboration together.
But she's engaged.
They collaborate. Who? Miley?
Yeah.
That never stopped anybody.
I know.
From singing duets.
Besides, is it
from singing duets?
Is it really? Never mind. Let's not put that question.
No, but it was just so public. Remember, Miley used to be not like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what if they come up with a parang Madonna Britney thing?
Oh, that's nice. No, because
yeah,
it's nice.
So.
Like an older pop star and a younger one. Tapos it's a pop collaboration dream.
Yeah.
Right. But is Miley so much younger than
Katie?
Not
I
so
don't think
much,
so.
Not
yeah,
so
no.
much.
Not
Maybe
as not
years?
As much as Madonna and Britney.
Yeah. Pero alam mo yon, different
market. Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
And you know who I would love, like. Because although Miley's a huge star, but like in music lang,
mm-hmm.
somebody like, let's say, a Lady Gaga Katy Perry.
Yeah. Oh,
like the pop stars right. talaga.
I don't think they've...
Or Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry. That's just like an explosion of color.
Of color.
Diba? Just
Pero,
imagine what the video will look like.
If you want to go naman R&B, like Nicki Minaj, Rihanna. Kasi mas pop si Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. Eh. Mas bagay yung music.
Yeah.
Sabagay, Lady Gaga and Beyonce had a
yeah, they did one.
Or you know what would be really awesome? Justin Timberlake, JC Chazet, Lance Bass or Bass or whatever, Chris Kirkpatrick, and the other dude. Wala lang, NSYNC.
Yeah, Wait, who is the other one?
Joey Fatone.
Yo,
there you go.
Joey the fat one.
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fat One.
They always, that's what he said during an interview, that they always go one. Joey Fat One. And it's like, it's not Fat One, it's Fatone.
But imagine if they had like a reunion concert. I really would watch.
Yeah. And definitely must.
But I don't think they will.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. They didn't even go to like, what do you call this? They
were the Backstreet Boys have already,
yes.
Right?
Somebody got married, and parang none of the NSYNC guys showed up.
Yeah.
What, Justin?
No, not. Oh, yeah, that's right. Justin Timberlake, I think, had a... Well, yeah, he got married to Jessica Biel.
And I think only one or two, diba? Parang,
Are they not friends?
I guess not.
Or not naman that they're not friends, but they're not
close anymore. Right.
It's weird, no? Thinking that, you know, you made millions together.
Yeah.
You spent so much time together, and then...
Yung kumbaga not close enough to invite them to your own wedding. Weird.
It's crazy.
Bang. Tapos biglang kinasal si Gino, no? Hindi
tayo
invitado.
Or ikaw.
Hindi talaga.
Or si Chico yung kinasal, tapos hindi kami invited ni Gino.
Oh, ikaw. Pwede rin.
Kasi out of town, eh. Kasi
baka mapamahal daw.
Walang kung mapabili
out of
ko
yung town?
Yung mga plane tickets niyo, baka hindi ko mabili.
Out of town? Mm-mm. According to Butterbaby, meron daw kasing friction between Justin and JC.
Ever since.
Because they were the lead singers. So.
No, but you know, I remember there was this one time that JC, when they were starting out their solo careers, they were, I think JC Chazé was asked to perform at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very last minute, they canceled whatever deal he had and then got Justin instead. Mm-hmm. This was the one with, what's her face? Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, the Nipplegate.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, Nipplegate?
Yeah, that's what they called it.
That's what they called it?
Yeah, Nipplegate.
But anyway, I think JC got interviewed, and then he was just like saying, hey, you know, we're all just trying to make a living here, blah. And you really kind of felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously Justin Timberlake's career was...
Yeah, was
much
rocketing.
Skyrocketing. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that's the difference. Because with the Backstreet Boys, none of them made it as a solo artist. So it's easier for them to reunite.
Even with 98 Degrees.
With Justin, there's always that feeling like, but I'm good.
I'm better already.
And why would I collaborate with four other guys when I can take my music and... Ako lang masusunod. I get to decide.
Shaka, I think the four stand to gain more.
More than him.
Yeah, than
him. More than Justin.
Pero diba, parang...
I mean, that's hard to say because a lot of bands go through that.
Yeah.
Pero you can't deny that in a band, there will be at least one star and that star will pull away.
That's why it's kind of cool that Destiny's Child will kind of reunite.
Yeah.
Well, they're not getting back together, but for the greatest hits,
they are. But I think with
like at
Destiny's
the very least
Child,
they'll perform
because they're home girls naman daw.
No, but also with Destiny's Child, the other two had known for a fact that there will come a time that Beyonce will pull away.
And basically, even from the start, they knew that they were like backup singers for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because remember, they were managed by the dad.
The dad.
Yeah.
The clothes are sewn by the mom. I mean, hello.
But ano naman, Kelly Rowland did pretty well.
Well,
in the dance scene.
Dance scene.
Yeah.
Right.
Not really like in the whole pop.
If you compare what Kelly Rowland has done and what Beyonce has done.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Because remember, even Michelle did a lot with gospel.
Yeah.
Gospel. Yeah. Released a couple of gospel albums, which were a hit in the gospel charts.
And speaking of Beyonce, she's performing in the Super Bowl halftime, which we will watch Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning for us, Feb 4.
And for the Grammys, everyone's really like one of the most anticipated Grammy ceremonies in a long time. Justin Timberlake will perform for the first time in decades.
In decades. Well, not even decades.
No. I mean, this next one. See, Barbara Streisand, who never performs during the Grammy Awards. And there was one more. But so they were talking about three, like, to watch for. So apparently, the Grammys this year is going to be big.
And remember, like,
Eraserheads.
Adele will perform Skyfall Live for the first time ever.
No, but also with Barbara Streisand, she's... Even before this, she would only hold a concert in her home.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big her home is, and that's how exclusive.
Like One Voice was in her backyard.
Her backyard. And she was the first one to have that mic.
Yeah.
More than Mariah, that white microphone.
And did you know that she actually, believe it or not, one of the biggest divas in history has stage fright. That's why she doesn't hold concerts.
Barbra Streisand?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why you could really like count her concerts with your 10 fingers, less than that.
How wow. could she be nervous?
She's,
right?
She is petrified. What's about
it? What if she's just really terrific when there's no one around? You know what I mean? Like when she's in a recording studio.
But the few concerts that
were great.
She was great. And when she was new, she was like a nightclub singer. So yeah. I don't understand why she's so scared.
I think she's just so hard on herself.
Maybe.
Like even if a diva performs very well, I think in their heads, they were a
failure.
They
didn't do as great, yeah.
Right, right.
Wow. Neil Yamato says, fans ni CeeLo Green. The silhouettes. That's actually cute. Paul Jeffrey says, fans of Jose Marichan. Uh-huh. Chan Singeros. Kasi si Chan Singer. Diba? So Chan Singeros. Ron Imagineer says, mga female fans ng Mr. Donuts.
Hmm.
The Mrs. Donuts. Kasi puro sila mga
puro mister.
Yeah. Tsaka diba on Twitter that usong-uso yung Mrs. Bieber, Mrs. Yeah. whatever. Yeah.
So ito, Mrs. Donuts.
Mrs. Donuts.
Ithomit says, bitches who like math. A fan club made up of bitches who like math.
What?
Okay.
Mathadice.
Mathadice.
And also, where did it go? Okay, last two. From Camilo, mga fans ni Lauren Legarda na mga sikyo.
Legardians.
The Lauren Legardians. And the top. Okay, sorry, wait. One more. From that guy, Marked X. Mga, ito fans club na mga globe-trotting divers.
Okay.
Mga scuba divers, but they love
to go around the world.
Country to country. Globe trotting. Deep trotters. Kasi mga deep divers sila eh. Deep sea divers sila. Tapos they're globe trotters.
Uh-huh.
So they like to trot all around the world.
So deep trotters.
Yeah, they trot talaga. Uh-huh. Deep divers trotting all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And the top funny fan club name comes from Kina Gonzalez.
Kina Gonzalez says,
mga teenage fans ng Les Miserables.
Okay.
The fan teens. Mga fans
the
fan sila.
The fan teens.
The teens. Ang galing. Yeah, oh my gosh. The fan teens. The top 10 funny fan club names. If you want to join us for today, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
And it just dawned on me now, there actually is a Nicki Minaj and Rihanna song. I was trying to remember it earlier. Fly. We played
Fly.
It.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I just don't think it made it that big.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
All right.
And usually, parang she's more of ano, parang featuring.
Yeah.
Like I'd like a full-on duet, like Beyonce and Lady Gaga.
Parang telephone.
Yeah.
Telephone.
This is RX 93.5.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1, your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
This back-to-back song requests go out to Ellis Dominique, to Ray Sanchez, and to Kiko Rabe.
Request granted. The Morning Rush.
What a news to give you guys.
It's
for the
weird.
Third hour. Jason London crapped himself. Yes. Crapped himself in the backseat of a cop car on Sunday morning, minutes after the dazed and confused actor was punched in the face in a bar fight. This according to a police report obtained by TMZ. Cops were called in the Martini Ranch Bar in Scottsdale, Arizona at 1:42 a.m. Sunday morning after getting a call about a man who was bleeding on the street. When officers arrived to the scene, they found Jason nursing a swollen eye. Cops spoke to a bouncer who told them Jason had been inside the club, walked by him, and sneezed on him. The bouncer asked for an apology, and Jason allegedly punched him in the face. 40-year-old Jason was thrown out of the bar kicking and screaming, and in the process was beaten up. Jason was eventually arrested for disorderly conduct and fighting and assault. On his way to the police station, Jason uttered a homophobic slur to the cop, saying, quote, "Guess what?" And then the F word for gays. "I effing love this. I effing own you guys so hard. I'm rich and I'm a mother famous actor. Effing look me up, bitch," unquote. And then he continued, "It smells like ish in your car, and your breath smells like diarrhea."
Whoa. What the heck?
According to the police report, Jason then leaned to the left and then crapped in his pants.
Oh.
He then said, quote, "I told you I'm happy as ish." The next day, cops say they spoke with Jason's wife, Sophia, who told them, "I know he's an mm-hmm when he drinks."
And this is from their wife.
You know.
Oh, wow. That's
and
horrible.
if you see the picture, it's bad. The way it's described in the article, the news, it just looks like somebody just punched him. If you see him, you won't recognize him. As in bug sarado. As in his eyes are hardly, he can hardly open his eyes. He's puro bruises all over. He's been beat up.
Wow.
What's that TV show that he was in?
Wait, I have to look it
Jason
up.
Jason London.
They're brothers. Two London Siene. They both look alike. They look like twins.
Wait, looking for it now.
One is a movie actor. One's a TV actor. I don't know which is which.
Yeah, I don't want to touch anything in your computer.
Be afraid.
Not like that. I mean, I don't want to erase the tweets. I mean, I might.
No, that's funny. You know that he was actually Jason in Jason and the Argonauts? I mean, for like, I think this is a Hallmark movie or something.
Oh, really?
Anyway, TV shows. Let's see.
Jason London.
NCIS, he was there.
Then it must be the brother. There's the other brother.
Can I see how he looks like?
Here.
Jason and Jeremy London. Thank you to Sumi. Yeah.
Can you change your ringtone?
What? Oh! Yeah, it's Jason and Jeremy. So Jeremy is the one on TV. Can you Google Jeremy London? I'm just so... One of those teen... Party of Five?
Jeremy London.
It's Party of Five. One of those. Or Seventh Heaven.
Well, he was in Mallrats.
Either Seventh Heaven or Party of Five.
What TV show was he on?
Jeremy, okay, not Jason.
Yeah, Jeremy London. Crossing Jordan TV series.
Oh, I like
Seventh Heaven.
Jordan.
Seventh Heaven, right? Yeah, there you go. Because that's the brother. They super look alike.
And
in
Party
alike.
Of Five.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sobrang magkamukha silang dalawa.
The one with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
He looks better, though.
Can I see?
But this is when they were young. Mm-hmm. Like
much, much younger.
Yeah, much younger. So Jason and Jeremy.
Well, he's more well-kept.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you mean?
Yeah. Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But wow, this is bad. And remember, he did all this in the police car, of all places.
Oh my goodness.
Parang you're looking for trouble talaga.
Yeah, well, the wife does admit that he can turn like that when he's drunk.
Yeah.
That's the news. The third one here today on the show. We got one more in store for you, and we'll give it to you next hour. For now, it's the Morning Rush right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monterey Radio.
Monterey Radio. Parang meet shop lang.
Monterey Radio. No, Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Nagbebenta ba tayo ng karne dito?
Well, you want steak sandwich?
Well.
You want steak sandwich again?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yes.
Oh, akala ko pa araw-araw may bagong recipe ka itatry.
Oh, nga naman.
As a favor to you, we are willing to try out your recipes.
You'll be the guinea pig.
Fine. Pero you owe us, ha?
That's two meals na.
Breakfast every day, ha?
Yesterday, I tried out fried chicken.
You know what they say? It's very
tricky.
Simple.
Yes,
but you'd be surprised.
It's fried chicken, really?
Fried chicken.
No, only because like...
It's so simple.
Especially per family. Yung nasanay ka sa a certain way
of fried chicken.
Chicken,
yeah.
oh my gosh, it's so hard to replicate yung mga fried chicken ng mami ni ganito or
I know. You want fried chicken or steak
sandwich? Of course!
Steak sandwich for
steak
me.
Steak sandwich. Ikaw, no more gulay.
No more gulay.
Alam mo, you don't have to, ano naman, isang araw steak sandwich, isang araw fried
naman.
Chicken.
O pwede namang steak sandwich muna at 6 o'clock tapos mga 8 o'clock para near lunch na
fried chicken.
And being good friends, we're willing to support your
oh, this parang whole,
my dream.
This
your
quest
dream,
of yours
dream.
To become a really good
we're
chef.
We're doing this for you and Cooper.
Oh, not for us. Not for us. We don't stand to gain anything from it.
You owe us nga eh. Diba? This is a favor. Kasi
dapat nga,
we'll
be technically, dapat nga binabayaran mo pa kami.
What? Wait, this is the big one.
Hmm.
I'm about to make, and I swear, I don't know anything about it, but I plan to make you guys Bicol Express.
Make it ano ah, hanghang.
Hanghang?
Wait, no. Sa kanya manghang, sa akin hindi. Ano ba, hanghang o anghang?
Anghang.
Hanghang.
Okay.
Ay!
Anghang! Okay.
Even
hang,
that, don't talk.
Anghang! Don't go. Anghang. Okay.
The hand gesture.
Gina did a hand gesture.
Tapos what if tatlo tayo, nakaupo tayo sa sidewalk.
Mm-mm.
Tapos may mga dumadaan ng mga guys.
Anghang!
Don't say that!
Hey, can we just thank everybody? Funny Fan Club Names and The Morning Rush are 1 in 2 in the Philippines.
Yeah, thank you for making us friends.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Let's thank again Master Jake 16, who suggested our My Life in 5 Words,
mm-hmm.
which until now
is
they're
still trending.
It's still trending in different countries.
In different countries.
Right, yeah. Right.
The top 10 funny fan club names. Let's start off with Kina Gonzalez. Mga big fans ng barbecue, banana Q, kamote Q, yung mga nakatuhog. The Q pals. They love anything that's on a stick. Anything on a stick.
And if you exhibit the parang the best example of being a fan of that club. You're such a...
No, meron pang ano. Meron silang endorser.
Oh.
Si Kula Des. Si Ku.
Ay, nako.
You're such a...
Tapos diba parang pag nakita ka ng fellow member mo, parang, uy! Q! Pal ka ba?
Oo. Exactly.
Ah, Q!
Right.
Pal ka pala.
Mm-hmm. The actress person says, mga fans ni Del. Delamois. Diba? Delamois. Ito says, mga fans ni Charisse na, pero kailangan yung mayayaman na fans ni Charisse.
Mm.
Charistocrats.
I like that.
Diba?
The Charistocrats.
The Charistocrats. Pero actually, kahit hindi mayaman, yung parang...
May ano ka, you're a relative of a monarchy.
Yeah,
diba?
Parang ganun.
Those are aristocrats?
Yes.
Diba?
But it's not just wealth eh. It's also like
title.
The position in society.
Yes.
At saka, you can even say, ano eh, parang, kunyari, he's a theater aristocrat. It doesn't have to be literally.
Right.
Parang the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The cream of
the crap.
You're not the cream of the crop, you're the cream of the crap.
Inan Perilla says...
Oh, sorry, can I just, somebody, Deether 386 was correcting me, the Super Bowl is on Sunday. Which means, I think, for us here in the Philippines, it's going to be Monday.
Wow, Super Bowl. That's such an American thing.
Yeah.
Are you watching it?
We were talking about Beyonce.
Where are you watching it?
Are you watching it?
Whatever, you guys.
Are you? No, we're just asking. Are you watching it?
Yeah, I'm on leave, okay?
Oh, American. Why are you on leave? It's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
So
it doesn't
annoying.
Get more American than that.
It really does.
Are you going to have, like, burger and fries?
Are you
going to
have, like, a barbecue grill thing going
on? Oh, my
on?
Gosh.
Guess what? I'm actually doing a...
Will you be with Americans?
Yeah. No, I'm actually hosting. I'm hosting... Yeah? What do you call this? I'm hosting a trivia game night.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In celebration of the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Really? Are you going to be asking like American questions, like American culture?
Or football lang?
No. It's sports in general.
A sports.
It's, yeah.
Alam mo si Del pala, hindi lang pang pamilya.
Pang sports! Actually, I don't want to do it. I really don't want to do it. I'm like, no.
So why are you doing it?
I know. I know.
Ano? What's the reason? Why do you feel compelled?
Siyempre, minsan kailangan bumigay ka.
For what? For what? You're doing for it for what?
Huh?
For
fame. For fame. I'm doing it for fame.
All in the name of... Ano?
All in the name of... Of fame.
Of fame. Of famous. Hey, let's say hi to Luis. He's tuned in.
Hey,
He just texted.
Della Mary fans.
Della Mary fans.
Si Luis, nakikisali.
Hey, what's up to Jem also, who's also tuned
in. Hey, good morning, Jem.
What up, Axe folks?
And John D. says, fans ng mga ng movies. Cinegang.
Cinegang.
Ang ganda.
Hello.
Cinegang. Dren Fran says, mga fans ni Dick Gordon. Mga addict. Diba? Parang you're addicted to Dick Gordon.
To
das. Alam mo, sabi mo, diba? You're addicted to Dick Gordon. Gordon. My life in 5 words. Hashtag my life
kayo.
In 5 minutes.
Ito Dick Gordon, di ba?
You're a big fan of
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Aren't we all?
Such a huge fan.
Aren't we all?
Some more than others.
Ay nako, talk about foot and mouth. Or. Cristiano Ronaldo says, mga bitter fans ni Lea Salonga. Ampalaya. Inan Pirillo says, yung mga fans ng tumutugtog ng trombone. The tromboners.
Ay, nako.
Tromboners. Kasi the trombone eh. Diba? Dren Fran says, mga fans ni Del. Mapupo team. Diba? McCoy says, mga fans ni Lady Gaga. Rachel Ango and the band Hinder.
Okay. Ay nako, don't. Ba, hindi mo pwede sabihin yan.
Lady Gaga.
Rachel Ango. At saka Hinder.
Ay nako.
Can you say that?
Hindi, clue lang. It starts with Gaga. Okay, anyway.
Bawal ba yun?
Well, technically, ano.
Yeah,
it's pero medyo in the middle. Medyo in the middle.
Okay, there are two words, diba? One in Tagalog.
Okay, wait. Are we thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
The male Lady Gaga. Yeah, that one.
No, but if you say it as...
Like pag yung gina, yun parang it's kinda okay. Pero pag yung tanggalin mo yung gina.
Like the root
ayung
word?
Ayung gi. Ayung na.
Hindi, okay.
Ang gulo.
The word rhymes with lolo kohen.
Yes.
And you can't say it?
Ikaw, gusto mo sabihin?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, preferably not. I mean, it's a little harsh. Hindi, that one is the light one. Pero kunyari yung
the root word.
Oh, the root word.
G-A-G-A.
Oh.
No, but pwede naman kasing...
Kasi nakaano na yun eh.
Oh, let's say it about Lady Gaga. You make it into a masculine.
Yeah.
I don't think you can
say that.
Some
people don't like the word.
Yeah.
Of course. But if you make it the non-masculine one, then it's fine. Right?
Yeah. It's non-masculine. Pero kasi yung word na yun, ang root word nun is still the masculine.
Yeah.
Kaya lang siya naging Gaga kasi you... What do you call it? You... Naka-future tense. Naka-conjugate. That's why it's
kasi
Gaga.
Parang people say that all the time. Yung parang like... Oh, lolohohin ka lang yan.
Yeah.
The other term for it is...
Yes. Actually,
it only means jerk, right?
I don't...
Actually, that's true.
Yeah, it only means jerk.
I don't know why it's such a bad word.
That as against to the T-A-N-G-A word.
Yeah. Ko kasi
which
it's so
means stupid.
Pero some people diba, don't even like the word stupid. For some...
Pero
depends.
You can say
it.
No,
it's a fact of life.
Yeah, it is.
Pero you can say
it. It is. Yeah.
Or you can say tangers.
Yeah.
Diba?
Oh my God, tangers.
Marin Kyle says, yung mga fans ng isang fast food chain and Justin Bieber. Jolly Bieber. The Jolly
Beavers.
That guy marked X. Mga fans sila ng mga folk dancers.
Okay.
So they're the folk folks. Kasi they're a folk...
They're folk dancers. And they're folks.
They're folks, di ba?
They're folk
who love folk dancers.
Kasi if you were into farming, you would be a farm folk.
Exactly.
Oh, but if you're into folk
dancing,
you're the folk...
You're You're a folk folk.
Folk.
Diba? F-O-L-K.
Ah, diba, you're very much into
Wait.
Folk dancing, Chico?
Yes, I'm a folk folk.
Oh, yes, you are. Diba?
Aren't we all?
And sometimes, diba, when you're such a big fan of something, they actually pay you for it. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you get that. So
pero
you,
pag fan club, you're not.
Uh-oh.
That's the whole
the
point of
it.
Being a fan club.
Right.
But you can be a folk folk, you know. So.
I know you are.
I know you are, but what am I?
G-Cube Darren says, fans of Richard Poon, who are residents from Tampa Bay, Florida. The Tampoons.
The Tampoons.
And Kittredge says, very simply, fans of Pusit.
Okay.
Eat my Pusit. Kasi you just love your pusit so much eh, diba? So you just love it. That's the name of the fan club. Ay, bakit? Yun ang favorite mo eh, pusit. So you eat my pusit. And the entry that
you
caps off.
Do you have one?
Pag nakabili sa store. And the entry that caps off. Pero usually I don't eat it in public. Mabaho.
Naiyak.
Mabaho eh.
Di ba dati we ate
Wait,
it in Del's car?
Mabaho yun ah.
Hoy ah, ang baho kaya.
Ang pusit na luto.
Remember, yeah, kinain natin sa kotse mo.
Hello.
Pusit mo yun eh.
Actually, pusit ng ibang tao yun.
Yung pusit ni Gino ang baho. Oh.
Hindi, di ba?
It was in my car for a day.
Exactly. That's why you don't eat pusit in public kasi... Mm.
Hindi, yung ganon, yung dried.
Yeah.
Luto yun na.
Hindi, pag, ano na, pag fresh. Pag fresh pusit.
Mabaho din kaya yung fresh pusit.
Hindi.
Malansa yung malansa. Malansa ang pusit.
No, obviously, kung hindi pa luto, mabaho siya.
Oh naman.
Eh, hindi mo naman kinakain na hindi luto.
Oh yeah, sa Japanese restaurant.
Bakit parang
ceviche.
Sushi? Oh.
Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny fan club names comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
I love this one. It's the fan club of Kim Chu. Chuport Group.
Chuport Group.
Chuport Group.
Hi, Lavin.
Ang ganda, di ba? You really need a Chuport Group. Oh my God,
to get
I love
you through
this.
Those tough times.
As in perfect siya, the fan club name. Alright, so...
The Chuporters.
Di ba, the Chuporters?
Pag ano, pag kimchi na mga kargador.
Chuporters.
The Chuporters.
The Chuporters.
Nang natagabuhat.
Nang natagabuhat sa airport.
Dun sa Pierre.
Eh, paano kunyari yung ano, kimchi Oregon chapter? Chuportland. meron pa isa. Ano? Sa BGC. Chufort. The BGC.
BGC chapter.
Chufort. BGC chapter. So, join us. And again, thank you. Funny fan club names and hashtag The Morning Rush are one and two trending topics in the Philippines. Thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
But you can still join us. KeenRx. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. La, 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 la. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. The top 10 funny fan club names. Thank you to everyone. Hashtag Fanny Fun. Oh, fun club na tuloy.
Fanny Fun.
Fanny Fun Club.
Fanny Fun. Well, fannies are fun.
Hashtag funny fan club names is number one, and hashtag The Morning Rush is number two in the Philippines. Trending list. Thank you, thank you. Here we go. Let's thank Master Jake 16 for suggesting this, the top 10 funny fan club names. Jay Ryan says, fans of Mike Enriquez, the hindi kita tatantananers.
Ang haba lang.
Ano ka ba? Hindi kita tatantananer ka ba?
Tatantananers.
Can I just squeeze this one in? I am Cyberbrain says, mga fans ni Chico Garcia, takatiponeros.
Eh, pwede rin yun kasi malapit kami sa Katipunan.
Actually, that's what I meant naman.
Nga pala, no?
Yeah. Nelia Mato says, mga fans ni Adam Levine. Adam's family. Pwede, di ba?
Adam's pero Family. Pwede,
eh. Hildegard SG says, mga fans ng Milk. Leche fans.
Leche fans.
Leche fans. Fans.
Yeah, because leche is Spanish for milk. Dren France is, oh, ito, mga fans of Aspen.
Mm.
Colorado. Mm.
Okay.
No, the, no, the, wait, is that a city? A town?
Del?
I don't know.
What's Aspen?
Really?
I don't know.
I think it's a city. Oh, fans of the city. It's called the Aspen is School Fans Club.
Uh-huh.
Tsaka malamig talaga doon.
Ay, lamig eh, diba? So para it's so cool.
Aspen is very cool.
Indeed it is.
Doon yung mga nagsiski, mga ganun.
George, I hear it's a really great place.
George
great place
Martin
of fun
says,
and excitement.
mga Becky fans of Chico.
Mm.
It will be called Chicoslo Baklas.
That actually works.
I like that. Yeah.
Callie Byrne says, fans of Katy Perry and Will Smith. Perry's Will.
Perry's Will.
Perry's Will. Katy Perry tsaka Will Smith.
Ay, nako.
And then Dren Friends will be fans ni Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm. Or pwede mo rin sabihin si Cooper.
Okay.
Ni Del. Coop. Na mga pals, di ba?
Mm.
Yeah, they're the pals, the friends.
Yeah.
Friendly, that's his nickname.
I know, right? Dale Run says, pinagsanib yung mga fans ni Jackie Chan, ni Ricky Lo, at ni Rico Blanco.
Mm.
The Jackie Lo Blanco.
Jackie Lo Blanco.
The Jackie Lo Blancos. And Neil Yamato says, fans ni Christopher Walken and Jed Madela. The Walken Jed.
The Walking Jed.
And also from Neil Yamato, mga fans ni Madam O-Ring. Ni Martin Luther King at ni Stephen King. The O-Ring King Kings.
O-Ring King King Kings. O-Ring King King Kings.
I am Kiddo 08 says, mga fans ni Harry Potter at ni Alma Moreno. The Harry P. Harry Potter, diba? Mm-hmm. Harry P. Tapos yung nickname ni Alma Moreno, Ness. Si Ness. Vanessa kasi actually ang real name niya.
Pwede rin fans of the Loch Ness Monster. Si Nessie.
Oh, diba?
Diba?
Kaya nga pangalan nung ano niya, nung variety show niya, Lovely Ness. Kasi Ness is actually...
Or si Pee-wee Herman and then the Loch Ness Monster.
Pee-wee Loch Ness.
Mm.
Pee-wee Loch Ness.
Or ano, Herman-ess.
And the top funny fan club names comes from two people.
Yeah.
First, ako si Poklo. Mga fans ni Courtney Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Friends. Diba? The friend star.
We love Courtney.
Courtney.
We love Courtney.
We love Courtney. We love Courtney. Diba? We love Courtney Cox.
Pwede.
We love it so much. Exactly. We love her. We love her so much. And from Sir Jeric, fans of Pinoy plus-sized teachers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pero Pinoy dapat, ha? Mm. The I Love Big Titsers fan club. Mga titser eh. Diba that's how you spell it? Pag Pinoy.
Grabe naman eh.
Diba na? You see that line?
Diba yung...
Don't cross it.
You see that line? It's like
hello,
200 meters behind you.
That's how they really spell it ha. Pag yung hindi guro ah. I mean that's the deep Tagalog. Pero they also use that. Mga teacher. Mm-hmm. Pero ang spelling niya, yun. Ganon. Diba? Parang super. It's T-S-U-P-E-R. It's super. Oh, so ganon. Kasi they spell ch as T-S. So teacher.
Chupin.
So I love
chupin.
S-T-S-U-P-I-D.
You're so chupin.
Ideas. Chupin. So the I Love Big Teachers fan club.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, so the top 10.
Special videos para dyan. May category of its own yan.
Meron actually. The top 10 funny fan club names. You can keep joining us. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
Alpha Males on Air.
Manila's Honest Monster at RX93.1. Ed Sheeran with Give Me Love. Can we just say happy, happy birthday to I Am Jam Sparks? Happy birthday to you, and once again, just in case he missed it, a quick
greeting going out to, where was that? I hate that happens. So there you go. Dr. William Chuosuan, good morning.
Final news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. The news this hour, David Arquette, formerly married to Courtney Cox.
Yes.
Definitely likes to get down. The Scream star showed that he's got moves like Jagger when he stripped down to his skivvies and gave Adam Lambert, yes, Adam Lambert, a birthday lap dance at Bootsy Bellows nightclub in Los Angeles on Saturday. The American Idol alum, who turns 31 today, looked impressed with Arquette's raunchy yet funny skills and treated his fans to a barrage of Instagram photos which capture the mayhem. One picture captioned, quote, "Yep, this happened," which shows off Arquette's hairy chest and many tattoos, and it's definitely a sight to behold. We wonder if Courtney Cox has seen it. Regardless, Arquette definitely was not ashamed of his antics and later tweeted, quote, "I've got video to prove it. Remember forever. Haha. At Lamberlust. At new now next. At Adam Lambert." In addition to tweeting out the funny photos, Lambert also encouraged his fans to donate $31 in honor of his big day to the We Are Family Foundation, which empowers youth to make the world a better place.
And they're really a crazy family.
The Arquettes?
Yeah, they're like they're such a model. I mean, David is a weirdo. I mean, like his fashion sense is really weird.
Really weird.
And then the other they also have a brother who's transgender.
Oh, they do.
He used to be like a transvestite, but he's undergone an operation and he's now, I think, anatomically a woman.
Female.
Yeah. Wow. I forgot her name. The other Arquette. And there's one more, Rosanna Arquette.
Rosanna Arquette.
Who
Patricia
came out,
is the one Patricia. In the medium.
Patricia Arquette is
the medium.
Who's also weird.
Also strange.
She's also very strange as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosanna is the, it came out in Desperately Seeking Susan.
Which is also the subject of the...
The Toto song.
The Toto song, Rosanna.
Yeah.
Rosanna.
Yeah.
Rosanna. Right.
So four... Rosanna. Yeah. Four famous Arquettes.
Right. Well, it's just an unlikely friendship between David Arquette.
Yeah, who would have thought?
And Adam Lambert. Really?
Who would have thought?
That's true.
Well, there you go. That is the final news update here, but only on The Morning Rush. When Livewire starts at 10, you'll get more news with Rico Robles. So tune in and lock it in to Monster Radio RX 93.1. RX931.com.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thank you. It's still our two hashtags are still 1 and 2 in the Philippines top trending
cool.
list.
Yay.
Thank you. So here we go. Let's thank Master Jake 16 for suggesting this. The
Who's
top 10.
Been doing so well when it comes to the topic.
I think
I know.
So.
Yeah.
The top 10 funny fan club names. Let's start off with let's see here. From Ellie. Cyber Papansin Group. The E-Pals.
The E-Pals.
Kasi E-Pals.
Para sila papansin eh.
Kasi E-Pals sila, tapos E, tapos Pals.
Diba? And June Samboy says, mga fans ni Stephen King, pero dedicated to one book lang. Yung book niya na The Stand, Stephen King, The Stand fans. Nakakainis. Let's see here. Okay, also, let's see. Ah, okay. Lori Ann says, mga fans ni Mr. Cheese Escudero. Actually, Senator Cheese Escudero. Mm. The Camera Club.
Say cheese.
Say cheese.
Oh my God.
Alam mo talaga, it's priceless. Yung that moment when one of you like, oh, realizes what the joke is. Yung parang, merong rolling of the eyes talaga. Super Bon J. Mga fans ni Jackie Chan. Pero, di ba nagsabi siya na last na niya yung movie na to?
Yeah.
Last Jackie Chan movie na to. And then, he's
That's
done.
That's it.
eh, mga fans sila ni Jackie Chan, they put up a separate fan club just to tell him na parang gawa ka pa kahit isa na lang. The one more chan.
One more chan. Give us one more chan. Please.
Parang bitin, no? One more chan.
RC Catalan says, fans ng Les Mis and Governor Vilma Santos. Fantin Pro V.
Pro Vilma.
Pro V, kasi pro ka kay right.
Vilma.
Kay Ate V.
Fantin Pro V. Dorables says, mga fans ni Lorna Tolentino na mahilig din sa tsa. Lorna T. Lorna T. Nakakainis. Let's see here.
Or if she made her own brand of tea.
Right.
Kasi if she's also named LT.
Oo nga, LT.
LT. T.
Right.
Lorna Tolentino T.
T. Oh, pwede naman talaga
but
yun.
She's better referred to as LT.
Right.
Also, so for short, that's what she calls it.
LT cha. Diba? And Jim Kirk says, mga fans nila Richard Poon at Kim Chu. Chupoon.
Chupoon. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Chupoon. The Chupoons.
The Chupoons. Uy, maganda ha. Chupoons. And also, XCon 218. Menong fans club ni Pecto. Di ba you worked with him?
Yeah.
Pero it turns out fake. It's not a real fans club. So it's the fake Pecto fan club. Oh. It's fake.
Yeah. I worked with him one season.
Di ba?
Yeah, for Coke.
It's fake. Yung mga fans, QT. Hindi naman pala sila talaga fans.
Natin, ganun talaga,
pero
diba?
Nagtatag sila ng Pecto fan club, pero fake.
Alam mo, he's hilarious. Yeah. He's so funny. Yeah.
You were saying.
Yeah.
And also, from One Sweet J, mga babaeng fans ng mga talk shows. The Talk Nennings.
The Talk Nennings.
Kasi mga nennings sila eh, di ba? Mga
the
girls,
Talk.
Young girls, mahilig sa talk shows.
The Talk Nennings.
Lilo Boy says, paano yung mga samahan ng mga lasalistang mahilig sa anime? Anime Lasal.
Hey, just an add-on to that whole Lorna T thing.
Yeah.
LT thing.
LT thing. Fans club din sila, pero medyo maanga sila. So nagkaroon ng gang.
Oh.
The Lorna T gang. There.
Ah, the Lorna T gang.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
The Lorna T gang.
The Lorna T gang, yeah.
Oh, you can say that?
Yeah. It means barren.
Yeah, barren.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a tigang na lupa. It, like it hasn't
arid.
Been
tigang.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a natural.
It's so happy to call it tigang.
And
so what, tigang na lupa?
Yeah.
Yeah. It
like
means,
you can't plant anything there.
It's
barren,
dry,
arid.
Thus,
yeah. Kaya, and also as opposed to nadiligan. Diba? They always say that.
Oh,
but
thus.
So, paano kung tinititigan mo?
Kasi ba sabi mo, ano, dries, thus, what?
Thus, the barren soil.
Kapag barren, thus. Maraming thus. Kasi.
Maraming thus. Alikabok.
Ang dusty.
Masyadong dusty dito.
Masyadong dusty. Kasi walang moisture. Puro alikabok.
Alikabok. So, thus.
Sa mga desert.
Oh, sobrang dusty.
Merong sand, merong thus.
Merong thus. Mr. Vader says, mga fans ni Richard Poon na mga ATAS. The Poon.
Ay,
nako.
The Poon fans who are ATAS.
The yeah. Poon tribes.
Yeah,
the
Poon. How do you say it? Kasi merong iba
ATA.
ATA.
Oh,
kasi
okay.
Merong ATA.
I don't know about
ATA
and ATA. Pero yung ETA...
A-E-T-A-S.
Yes. Pero ETA is also spelled as I-T-A.
Yeah, I-T-A. Yeah, ETA.
Parang
but
ETA
this is A-E-T-A.
Like the official parang...
Pero it's the same...
It is.
Tribe, right?
How do they say ETA? I usually
they
hear...
They say ETA, ETA.
ETA.
So they don't say ETA?
I don't think I've heard of Aita before.
Aita. So Aita pala yun.
Aita. Aita.
And then also, Aita. What if they're fans of mystical creatures like the Yeti?
Oh, Yeti.
Ah. And so
ay nako. The Poon. Fans who are fans of Yeti.
Oh, Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
The Poon
Sasquatch.
Yeah, the Poon Sasquatch fans.
No, it's the Poon.
Merong
Yeti Club.
Yeah. No. Meron pa isa. Kung fan sila ni Richard Poon, tsaka yung rapper si Nas.
Poonas. Poonas Club.
Poonas.
Diba, Yeti is also a padlock brand.
Yes.
Diba? Oh, Yeti.
Diba Yale?
No, may Yale, may Yeti.
Ah, talaga?
May ETI,
oh, wow.
Weird, no?
Adriel
or double T ba siya?
No,
no, no.
Y-E-T-I.
Hindi
sa T.
No. Adriel says, mga fans ni Barney Stinson. Barney and Friends.
All right. Diba? Barney and Friends, yeah.
Niche Automatic. It's a fan club na action group din. Eh. The Bea Alonzo Youth Action Group.
The Bea Alonzo Youth Action Group.
Check out the acronym.
Ay, nako, ito naman.
Ito naman.
Dinala pa dun sa...
Are you talking about sex?
We can't even... What? We didn't say it.
Yeah, but talagang... Kung baga dinala mo pa dun sa gitna ng C5 para...
Diyan ka, tumayo ka
dyan. Diyan ka, tayo ka
dyan. Bukalas. Pagkaiilag.
Obet Catalo says, mga fans ni Coco Martin. Fan de Coco.
Fan de Coco.
Which literally
it's
means
nice, huh?
fans of Coco.
Yeah.
It's true. Fan de Coco. Ryan DG says, fan club ni Adele. Les Miserables.
They're all miserable.
Mr. Halls says, mga followers ni Shaka Khan who also play the flute.
Mm.
They actually... they're also known as tutors, diba? They toot the flute there, diba?
Mm.
So, mga flute fans.
mga fans Shaka Khan.
No, Shaka tutors.
Shaka tutors.
Yeah, the Shaka tutors. That's what they're called. And,
But where'd the Khan go?
Well, yeah, it's Shaka.
Where'd the can go?
Chaka naman, no?
Ralphie says, mga loyal fans ni Bembel Rocco. The Eraser Heads. And the top, funny, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny fan club names comes from K.R. Cruz.
K.R. Cruz says,
fan club ng Monster Radio, RX 93.1. The Samahansters. Diba?
Samahansters.
Samahan ng mga monsters. Samahansters. Right? The top 10 funny fan club names. Go ahead. One final batch.
One more chan.
Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny fan club names.
This is RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
I hear wiping.
I can hear.
I actually hear it.
Whoops.
Our microphone is that sensitive.
I came from the bathroom. So I'm wiping my hands because they're a little bit sticky.
Ew!
I put gel on.
Oh.
Okay.
What? Okay. The kind of gel that Cameron Diaz wore?
No, it's white
used
gel.
It's
white wax.
White wax.
You might want some.
Yeah, actually,
are you
yesterday.
Straight?
Can I just say yesterday? It was so funny.
What?
So, we were tagging along.
Wait, is it your level of funny? Or
no,
like
no,
the
no.
Real
you'll really like it. We were with some friends. Yesterday, trying to our friend is trying to look for a place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I asked, like, oh, where have you been? What areas have you been to? What subdivisions have you seen? So he was going, I've been to Valley Verde.
Valley Verde.
So obviously this friend of yours.
Wait. Valley Verde. There's also White Plains. Mm. There's
Capitolio.
No. Acropolis, mm-hmm. And then there's Whack Whack.
Whack
Whack Whack!
And I'm like, well, that's so...
That is so whack.
It's really like... So you think that the joke yung ang pack... the wings?
Yeah. Okay.
Yung... Pakpak. Sinabi nila ang Americans yun. Iba eh, di ba?
The pack.
Oh. Pero talaga, like, when I heard whack-whack, it was like, wow... In my head, I was like, I wish I could tweet this.
That ish is totally whack.
Did you read that post on Facebook? There's this. I don't know if he's Mormon, but I think because they're or a missionary. So he was here in the Philippines. He was telling this story when he was back in the States, and he was walking and. Because missionary, I think they're not supposed to like have cars, right? I think they're supposed to commute at most, and. He was held up at knife point. But then he's a trained fighter, so he was able to grab the hand that was holding the knife, twist it around, and bring the guy to the ground. And he wanted to say something, and since he was very new in the Philippines, he wanted to say something really, really aggressive.
Yeah.
But then he was just new in the country, and he knew very few... Tagalog words, actually sentences. So the most aggressive he could come up with was, "Ang mahal ng saging na ito."
That's what he said.
You
know, That's funny.
As he was, huh? And apparently, a few weeks ago, he went to the market.
Does he know what it means?
He knows what it means, and he had to tell his audience that, you know, that was what it meant, that these bananas are expensive. It's just that, you know, he was taught that when they were in the market.
Mahal ng saging na to.
Imagine, I'm
ano kayang feeling
held up at knife point. Ang mahal ng saging na ito.
Well, the reason why they commute also is to immerse themselves in the culture. And that's why they're also good with speaking the language in any part of the world.
I remembered one car ride we had when we were on the way north. And then we saw a bunch of Mormons. They were walking along EDSA.
Yeah.
And you had sentiments.
What were your sentiments?
You were there.
I know.
You don't remember, na?
I do.
No.
Okay, so hey, thank you to everybody. As we end the show, hashtag Fanny. Hashtag funny fan club names is number one, and hashtag The Morning Rush is number two.
And before we wrap things up, we just want to remind everybody that the book launch
is on. You know, we should do this every batch. Let's remind each other.
So it's happening this Sunday at the Robinson's Galleria Activity Center. All three of us this time would be on hand to sign the books that you've bought before. You could buy the books there, and there's no limit as to how many books you want us to sign.
Yes.
Because somebody was asking us on Twitter, like, is there a limit to how many books I can have you guys sign?
No.
Siguro accept nila ko hundreds.
175, mga ganun.
Yeah, wag naman ganun.
So 2 to 6 p.m.
Yes, 2 to 6.
We'll be at the Activity Center on Sunday. And
are you guys bringing guests? You both?
Well, if we can find guests. If we can find people who want to go with us. Oh.
Oh.
That kind of guest.
Yes, that kind of guest. Like family.
Yeah, with some family members. I'll try to get the full list so that they're
on hand.
Like my sister.
I'm thinking about it.
My mom. Okay, so here we go. But thank you to everybody, okay? And please, we'll see you on Sunday. The top 10, courtesy of Master Jake 16, the top 10 funny fan club names. We've got...
Can you just change your ringtone?
I'm your Nez. Samahan ng mga lalaking fans ni Mario Maurer. The Mario Brothers. Ryan DG says, fan ni Iron Man na mga kasambahay. The Iron Maidens.
Okay, yala.
Diba? The Iron Maidens. I Am Your Nez says, mga mahihilig mag-Tumblr at fans rin ni Dumbledore. The Tumblr Doors. No Name says, fans ng mga nakakalbong atinista.
The Bald Eagles.
Chabilita says, fans of Ronnie Ricketts.
What?
Macaroni.
Macaroni.
Pero nagutom ako.
Diba there's Ronnie Poe then?
Ronnie Poe then.
Ronnie Poe.
Jun Samboy says, fans nila Carl Lewis, John Deere, and Etta James. Carl Dieretta Fans Club.
Carl Dieretta. Ang
hirap.
Spike says, mga fans ni Po, what do you call them? Yung Kung Fu Panda. The Kings and Queens.
Po.
Po.
Kings and Kings.
Kings.
Ayun, ayan. Yun na yun, huli.
Queens and Queens. Parang walang Queen. Puro King.
Queens and King.
Queen and King.
Paano? Paano kung wala?
Wala. Queens. Meron eh. Meron nga.
Meron.
Spike also says, mga fans nila Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston, at Jennifer Lawrence.
What?
Je. At lagay mo, sama mo na si Jessica Soho.
Oh, si Jessica Biel.
At si Jessica Biel. At si Jessica Sanchez.
Alba. Jessica Simpson. Alba.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Chastain.
Jessica
Zafra.
Yeah, Jessica right. Zafra. Hmm.
Jessica Ignacio.
Si Jezabel.
Kaklase niya nung college.
Si Jeneline Mercado.
Si Jeneline Mercado.
Si ano?
Si Gerald Anderson.
Si Jemalyn.
Fortes. K.R. Cruz says, mga fans ni Bong Revilla.
Okay.
Tribong Bong.
Saka si Jedward pala. Sorry.
Diba? Beverly Nas, fans of Kwan. Yung Kwan na band.
Na band.
Yeah.
The Quanta Boys.
Quanta Boys.
Diba? John Israel, fans ni Bianca King.
Okay.
The Bianca Kingdom. That actually sounds good. Lilo Boy says, mga Atenistang fans ni Neo.
The Ateneos.
Also, Cherry the Great says, diba, fans of, these are actual fan club names. Eh? Selena Gomez, the Selenators.
Okay.
Jasmine Curtis Smith, the Jasminators. Eh, paano daw yung mga fans ng Viber?
Viber fans.
Vibernators.
Vibernators.
Yeah, diba?
Ako, I'm a big fan.
A Viber?
No. What? It's true. I love Viber.
Yes.
I get to talk and
I'm
call.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, my friends all over. Like,
oh my God, paano yan gumagamit din ako ng Viber?
Why are you afraid?
Ay, naman.
Why? What's so wrong with using an app?
Minsan nahagulat eh. Nahagulat lang.
Kung anong apps ang mga gusto ng mga kaibigan mo.
You get taken by surprise. Parang,
Basta may wifi ka, okay na yung Viber.
Basta may battery. Kasi yung kung walang battery yung phone mo, di obviously, di ba? Gana yung Viber.
And the top.
Pwede rin yung ano pala, no? Tapos di ba may fans club?
Di ba ikaw? Doon to Washa one time, we were together, but I couldn't find him in the, I think we were in the mall.
Right.
So I tried to call him on Viber. Kasi may wifi yung mall.
Or ano, di ba may Viber fans club? Mm-hmm. Paano yung mga, ano, yung mga galit doon?
Anti-Viber?
Viber haters. Haters? Why?
Gino, don't!
They're Viber.
Don't go! Launch pa tayo.
They're Viber.
We're doing so well.
Haters. What's wrong with that?
Okay, the top na, the top 10.
Meron ba nun?
I don't know.
The top 10 funny fan club names comes from Hainako Si.
Hainako Si says,
remember yung fan club ni Kim Chu? Yung support group. Madalas, syempre, di ba, pag merong kaaway yung idol mo, nakikipaglaban ka rin eh.
Like in the Maha Kim Chu
fight. Exactly. Yeah. So, ang term nila, pag nakipaglaban ka, in the name of your idol, Kim Chu, Chu fought. Because you fought.
Because you fought.
Pag kunyari makikipaglaban pa lang, will you fight for her? I will. So pag tapos na, I you fought for her. Diba? Kasi parang you're a big fan eh.
I imagine. Let's say so one of the news shows, the English, diba? In big news, Kim Chu fought.
In big news, Kim Chu fought
with another.
Diba? So yun, it's yun yung ano na.
Or in big news, Kim Chu fought and naputol yung broadcast.
Kaya usually itatanong mo lang Chu fought, and then they'll go, of course,
of course,
always, ever since.
Oh, let's conjugate. Chu fight.
Chu fighting.
Chu fighting.
Chafat. Chafat. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. So there you go. What about us pala? Oh my gosh, we didn't think again.
Ako, meron ako.
Ay, okay, okay.
Fan ni Kevin Bacon. Fans okay. Club ni Kevin Bacon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Baconators.
The Baconators. Oh no, I don't know.
Wala rin ako eh. Sino ba?
Let's see. Okay, I'm just thinking of celebrity na lang tapos.
Mm-mm. Or ano, fans club ni Russell Crowe.
Oh.
The Crow Pals. They're pals of Russell Crowe. The Crow Pals.
di ano na rin yung daddy ni Andre.
Di na. Ano man.
The Pals.
Ang mga fans ni atoy ko. Oh. So, anong pangalan ng fans club?
The Co-Friends.
Fortune Cookie Lovers.
Cooperation.
Cooperative.
The Cooperative.
Oh. Or Cooperation.
Di ba?
Adele.
Eh di parang ganun din. Bawa Cooper had a fans club.
Or si Chico.
Ano?
Chico.
Pals.
Pals.
Ah, oh, meron ako for Cooper.
Oh.
Kung may fan club ni Cooper.
Oh.
Coopers.
Coopers.
Coopers. Kasi first si Cooper sa amin.
Coopers.
Pag ano, pag naging kunwari lang, had Nicole Hernandez not been married, pag naging kami, tapos naging love team kami, Gino.
Ay, nako, Gino.
Cole Hernandez.
Yeah,
diba?
Ay, nako.
What?
Sana umabot man ng 10 years.
Why not? Diba?
Oh my gosh, kung si 50 Cent pala ang naging tatay ni Cooper. Cooper Cent.
Cooper Cent.
Cooper Cent. Kasi 50 Cent. Cooper Cent. Diba? Oo, magiging si Cooper Cent. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there you go. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you very much. As we end the show, the number one and number two trending topics in the Philippines is funny fan club names and the Morning Rush.
All right. Well, since 6 o'clock, we've been playing requests. And again, don't forget when you request at any time of the day, just include hashtag RX request.
That's right. And before we end the show, again, we hope to see you on Sunday.
Sunday!
That's, February 3.
Somebody was asking if merong bayad.
No.
Pag may yung
libro, meron.
Hey, but for attending, you don't...
No.
Please do not give anybody any kind of money.
Except for the hosts. Except for... No.
Everything is free.
That's right. And so we'll see you on February 3.
Sunday.
That's Sunday.
2 to 6.
Robinson's Gallery Activity Center.
2 to 6.
And then also, just for the people who usually go here on a Saturday, the Rushers EB is this Saturday. Not we're gonna be on
nine
in the morning till 12 noon.
Oh.
This Saturday.
Not 6 to 9. It's 9 to 12.
Nice. I like it.
All and right? Hey, just before we go, can I just say hello to a high school batchmate of mine, Nasher. He's tuned in. What's up, man? And also to his Ate Grace,
All
who
right.
is always tuned in. Good
we'll
morning.
See you guys. Tomorrow.
Good morning.
Bye.
Bye.